Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood.
The talk in town today is all about Officer Hunt's latest case, a real whodunit. It all started with a call from Captain Reginald Horatio. Valuable cargo was disappearing from his ship, the Shiloh, and he couldn't catch the thief. Officer Hunt went down to the wharf to talk to the captain.
When did you first notice cargo missing from the Shiloh?
Oh, about 3 months ago, a crate of spices could not be accounted for. I didn't think much of it at the time. Cargo often gets misplaced, you know.
But the disappearance has continued?
Yes, the second time it was 2 bundles of imported fabric, then a crate of fine china, a chest of jewelry, foodstuffs, silverware, clothing.
So why did you wait till now to call me?
I wanted to handle it internally, not make a big fuss about it. Problem is, we're scheduled to pick up a large shipment of gold next week. If it's stolen, I'm ruined.
Do you have any suspects?
I'm afraid not.
Well, I'll need all the information you have on your crew and the dock workers that offload the Shiloh and...
Excuse me, Captain.
What is it, William?
Begging your pardon, sir. I couldn't help but overhear. I know the one you're looking for. His name is Slade.
Slade? Sounds familiar.
Timber wolf, about your size with whiskers. Wears a black eye patch, knit cap, navy peacoat. Hangs out at the bag of nails on the wharf. Always snooping around, sticking his nose where it don't belong.
But that hardly makes him a thief.
Oh, he's a thief, all right. Seen him pickpocket with my own eyes, I have. Heard he lurks around the warehouses at night, too. Slade's your man, mark my words.
I appreciate the tip.
Just thought you should know. I'll be getting back to the heave-ho, then.
What do you know about him, Captain?
William? A bit slow, crusty around the edges, but a good sailor. Does volunteer work in town, soup kitchen, I think. He could be right about Slade.
It's the only lead we've got. I'll see what I can dig up.
Are you a praying man, Officer Hunt?
Not as much of one as I should be, I suppose.
Me either of late, sad to say. I should have been praying about this thief all along instead of waiting until things got so bad.
That's the way most of us are, I'm afraid.
Aye, but I'll be praying for your success just the same, and that God's will be done.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Mr. Montgomery. Matilda?
Good morning, Miss Harper.
Ain't you looking nice today, dearie? A regular flower, lovely as a rose.
Matilda.
Well, facts is facts. The homeless shelter ain't exactly a bouquet of smiling faces, but you always manage one. A lung of fresh air you are. Hey, Mr. Montgomery?
Well, now that you bring it up, Matilda, I agree. Since you've started teaching here, Miss Harbor, I've noticed a marked improvement in the residents' attitudes. I hope you're enjoying your work.
Oh, very much so. But I think Matilda's taught the residents here more than I have. She seems to know something about everything.
Oh, go on.
Now, don't be modest, Matilda. Remember the leak we had under the kitchen?
Torn nothing.
Nothing. She excavated the basement, installed a new subfloor, and replumbed the entire system, Miss Harper.
Let's see. That would make you a plumber, a carpenter, and an automotive engineer.
Automotive engineer?
Matilda's going to teach me how to tune up the shelter's truck this afternoon.
Well, it seems there's no end to both your interests. I must say, the sight of you up to your elbows in grease is something I'd like to see.
Why don't you join us?
It's very tempting, but I can't. I have business that will keep me away all day.
Some other time, then.
Absolutely. You can teach me what Matilda has taught you. Meanwhile, I expect to hear a full report on your lesson tomorrow morning.
Oh, dear. You may be disappointed. I'm afraid I'm not very mechanical.
Nonsense. I have a feeling that you can do whatever you put your mind to, Miss Harbor. I'm very glad you're here. Both of you. Good day, ladies.
Get a load of that, will you? You can do whatever you put your mind to. I'm very glad you're here.
What?
He's sweet on you, that's what.
Matilda.
You'd have to be blind as a moth to miss it. Make a fine catch, too. Handsome bachelor like that. 20 years ago and 30 pounds ago, I'd have gone after him myself. Well, duty calls. Another needy soul looking for a bit of breakfast, I suppose.
Why doesn't anyone come to the front door?
Too ashamed, I expect. Can't say as I blame them. Pride is about all that some of these homeless folks have left, dearie.
Hi, William. Over here, mate.
Hi, chums.
Looking for someone? Huh? I say you look like you're looking for someone.
Oh, I'm just making sure the place is safe, that's all.
Safe? The bag of nails?
You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding.
Show us what you know, eh?
All right, then. Safe enough.
For what?
For this.
Why? That's a nice pearl necklace, William. Are they real?
Of course they're real. Mind the irregular texture and silvery luster? Prime merchandise, these are. What do you say, gents? Any takers?
How much?
200.
Your
girlfriend. Don't be so cheap. Well, well. Look what just washed ashore.
Out of my way.
Not so fast, Slade.
Let them alone, William.
I'm going to have a little talk with Slippers. This used to be a respectable place. But now he's letting all sorts of riffraff in
here. The only riffraff I see is you standing in front of me, William. Now get out of my way before I knock you out of my way.
You'll try.
Break it up. Well, clobber the boat of you.
You saw him, Slippers. He started it. He jumped me first. Everyone saw him.
That's a lie.
Get out of here, Slade.
I was minding my own business.
You heard me. Take a swim. Cool off.
Yeah, sure, fine. I don't want any trouble.
And you back off, too, William.
All right, Slippers. All right.
Everyone back to the tables. Go on. Go on, Pops. Tickle them keys.
You all right, William?
Fine, fine. Just needed to teach that hooligan a lesson, that's all.
Looked like he was the one doing the teaching.
Nah, that Jack Tar never laid a finger on me. He's all talk.
Oh, aye. I guess he talked that bruise right onto your chin, aye?
Forget about him. Let's get back to the merchandise. So, what do you say, gents? Who wants to surprise your lady with a nice string of...
What's the matter?
They're gone. Me pearls are gone.
What?
It was right here in my pocket before. Why, that stinking, rotten Slade! He lifted him. He stole my pearls.
Morning, Miss Harbor. Working early again, are we?
Teachers are only as good as they are prepared, Matilda.
Reminds me of Mr. Montgomery's dedication to the shelter. Working every hour of the day and night. You're two peas in a pod, you are.
Oh, you're not going to start in again on what a fine husband he'd make, are you?
Furthest thing from my mind, dearie. But now that you brought it up...
Oh, Tilda?
No, just between us girls. Come on.
Well, he is handsome. I'll grant you that.
Yes.
But I mean, I hardly know anything about him. For example...
Oh, dear, someone at my back door. And just when it was getting juicy. We'll have to take up our chat just a little bit later then, okay?
That Matilda. That Matilda. Oh, okay, let's see now. Supply room, that way. Oh, this must be it. Oh!
Miss Harbor.
Mr. Montgomery, I'm so sorry.
Can I help you?
Oh, dear, the supply room, I was looking...
This is my office. The supply room is down the hallway. Oh,
my apologies. I'm afraid I'm rather confused.
You're in awfully early.
Well, yes, the classroom needs to be restocked, and I always like to be prepared. And Matilda tells me you're an early riser, too.
Hmm? Oh, well, yes. Always chasing loose ends, putting out fires, that kind of thing. Let me show you to the supply room.
Thank you.
I keep my office under lock and key, like all the other rooms. There's a history of things disappearing around here.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Shall we? Forgive me for startling you. Sometimes I just get so wrapped up in my work, you know. Say, how about joining me for a cup of hot tea?
You wanted to see me, Captain?
Yes, William, come in. Officer Hunt has something to tell you.
Oh?
Yes, these. Look familiar?
Me pearl necklace!
I found it in Slade's pocket. Caught him red-handed and took him into custody. Looks like you were right about him.
I knew it!
He's now resting comfortable behind bars, so it seems the mystery of the vanishing cargo has been solved. Thanks to you.
My congratulations as well, William. Well done.
You can count on me anytime, Cap. Glad to be of service.
And so the investigation is officially closed.
Not a moment too soon, either. The Shiloh sails in four bells for the gold.
Keep your frillies on. I'm coming. What you want then?
Got me a package, Miss Tilly?
All right. Here you go. Now, off with you now.
I'll be seeing you, Miss Tilly.
One ring next time. I ain't deaf. Yet.
Another visitor?
Oh, Miss Harbor. Ooh, scared the breath right out of me.
Sorry. I've been looking for you.
Ooh, well, you should have tried the basement. Just come up from preparing care packages. Gonna be a cold one tonight, and the street folks have been coming around, you know, for blankets and such things like that.
We had an auto repair lesson, remember?
Ooh, forgot all about it. Not to worry. Truck's parked right out back. We can get started straight away.
I've been reading the carburetor manual. Oh, it's rather technical.
Miss Harbor, first things first. Let's just start with the spark plugs today, dearie.
As planned, Captain Reginald set sail on the Shiloh for a week's voyage to pick up the gold. A treasure chest of 562 coins. On the night of the seventh day, he returned to Tranquility Bay just as the evening fog rolled in. With the Wildwood Bank scheduled to receive the gold in the morning, Captain Reginald got busy in his cabin preparing the necessary paperwork when...
Cap!
Yes, what is it?
Cap! Sir!
What is it, William?
The gold! Cap! It's gone!
Things didn't look good for Captain Reginald. The theft of the gold shipment would surely put him out of business. After saying a quick prayer, he ran off to find Officer Hunt, leaving William alone aboard ship to gloat. That's right. William was the thief all along. As soon as Horatio was gone, the thieving crewman packed up his belongings in anticipation of a clean getaway. Or so he thought.
Bamboozled the whole lot of them. A bunch of fools, that's what they are. Reginald Hunt and Slade.
Is that a fact?
Slade!
I'd stay perfectly still if I was you, William. My trigger finger is right itchy tonight.
How did you get out of jail?
I have my ways.
Did you really think I'd let you get away with it? Setting me up to be the fall guy while you get the gold.
Slade, I...
Where is it?
I don't,
I'm not gonna ask you twice, William. Take me to the gold, now.
All right. Just keep calm.
It's about time. William, where in the world have you been?
He was a bit delayed. By me.
What's the meaning of this?
He cornered me on the ship, Monty. I had no choice but to bring him here.
So you're the partner, eh?
I don't know what you mean.
Sure you do. William stole so much stuff from Horatio's ship he had to have someone selling it for him. Never thought it was you, though. A perfect setup. Nice homeless shelter. No one would ever suspect.
Suspect what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Come off it. We both know William ain't smart enough to come up with this on his own.
Hey.
Having him plant the pearls on me during our fight, that was a stroke of brilliance. Make me look like the thief, so I get arrested and the coppers turn down the heat, leaving the two of you free and clear to steal the gold. You lay low a couple of days, and when the coast is clear, black market the goods from the ship and slip out of town with the loot. Perfect plan. Only you didn't count on me popping up again, now did you?
Look, Mr. Slade, is it? You have the wrong person. I barely know this man.
Oh, stop pretending, Monty. He's got the whole thing figured out.
Quiet, you. You're in enough trouble as it is. And so are you, Mr. Slade. But if you give yourself up now, I promise I'll put in a good word for you with the authorities.
Playing it straight. Right to the end, eh? And it might work, too. Except for one thing.
Really?
Yeah. The tie pin you're wearing. It's part of one of the stolen shipments.
Now, look here, Slade. There's no reason why we can't work something out. I mean, there's enough gold for everyone.
Yeah, we can split it.
Split?
Sure, three ways. We each get a third.
A third?
Or you could have half.
Hey.
William, he's got the gun.
Half works for me.
The gold is down in the basement. We can divide it right now. What do you say, Mr. Slade? Is it a deal?
Well, it would be if it weren't for a slight problem. Officer Hunt.
Why should he be a problem?
Because, me buckos, I am Officer Hunt.
What?
A disguise! A broom in disguise! Oh, no.
Come on in, Captain.
Hands up there.
That's low, Hunt. It's dishonest. It's
called going undercover. The whiskers, eye patch, sailor's uniform, they let me keep an eye on things around the wharf.
Very clever.
Well, thank you. You're both under arrest for the theft of various cargo and goods and grand larceny in the amount of 562 gold coins.
Good work, Hunt.
Now, I believe I heard something about the gold being in the basement, so if you gents will lead the way, we'll take a look.
Hunt, you were right. I'm not smart. I didn't really know what was going on here.
He's lying.
Montgomery thought up everything. I just did what he said.
Be quiet, William.
Quiet, both of you.
Please, I don't want to go back to jail. I'll tell you everything.
William!
Start with where you put the gold.
It's right over... Hey, it's gone.
Well. It seems your evidence has vanished.
But it was right there.
Will you be quiet?
Quiet nothing. We worked hard for that. Somebody took our gold.
What would I do without you, Slipper? Hauling that chest would have broke my back.
Thanks, Miss Tilly.
Let's blow this town, eh, dearie? No good, busted bucket. I have to have a look under my hood.
What's the problem?
Nothing I can't fix. Now you stay put. It's gone. Somebody stole my...
distributor cap wire?
Miss Harbor!
Thanks for the auto repair lessons, Matilda. I never could have imagined that they would help me catch a gold thief.
Well, you're smart, dearie. But not too smart. After all, you're all alone with a tough broad and her 350-pound bouncer. Slippers, say hello to the lovely Miss Harbor.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Now kindly hand over that distributor wire.
Or I dice you into a pretty knot like a pretzel and feed you to the sharks.
I don't think so, Slippers.
Hunt.
Back away, Slippers.
Hands up there.
You and Matilda, join William and Montgomery over there.
Hunt, Reginald, am I glad to see you.
Likewise. You just saved the case for me. Now I have all the evidence I need to put these four away for a long time. Captain, if you'll be so good as to cover me.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
All right. Everyone, up against the wall.
So Matilda was secretly out thieving the thieves, eh?
Mm-hmm. Looks that way. She took their stolen goods and passed them off as care packages.
Slippers sent to customers and collected the money, so when she saw Montgomery and William arrive with the gold, she knew she hit the jackpot.
But how did you know about Matilda's activities, Miss Harbor?
I saw her handing out packages at the back door. She said she had just come from the basement, but the back room doesn't have any stairs to the basement.
Secret passage, eh?
Right. I snooped around downstairs and found piles of stolen goods. Donations, as she called them.
That's when Montgomery and William arrived with the treasure chest.
Yes. Oh, it was quite a shock. Until then, I had no idea Montgomery was a crook.
Didn't they see you?
I was hiding in the shadows. That's when I discovered the secret passage. Backed right into it. As soon as William and Montgomery left, I slipped up the passage and almost ran into Slippers and Matilda sneaking down.
While we were arresting William and Montgomery, Matilda and Slippers were busy stealing the gold.
And I was busy pulling the distributor wire. I figured they'd use the truck as a getaway.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Indeed.
Well, this dinner is my sincere thanks to the both of you. I'd be paddling a dinghy if that gold had been lost. I thank the Lord for you both.
All in a day's work, Captain.
Speaking of thanking the Lord, would you both bow with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for Officer Hunt and Miss Harbor. And thank you for teaching me once again to rely on you.
Amen.
So ended the mysterious case of the vanishing cargo. Officer Hunt saw clearly now that we're often blinded by our own sight. He'd used that bit of wisdom for good by disguising himself as Slade to discover the truth and gain justice. William, Montgomery, and Matilda, on the other hand, thought a respectable appearance would cover their evil ways. They were wrong as water running uphill. Little did they know, God sees not as a man sees, for a man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Once there was a crooked man. He always had a crooked plan. I guess he didn't understand that God could see his heart.
He hid beneath his coat and hat a phony smile he had down pat. But somewhere under all of that, God could see his heart. God saw him sneaking, tippy-tippy-toeing all around.
Crooked man, he bent the rules. Yes, he was sly.
He twist the truth into a lie. It never worked, I'll tell you why.
God could see his heart.
Seemed to work out like he planned.
So the crooked man began to think things over.
Can I hide out in the dark of night?
No, you would still be in God's sight.
Oh, but what if I'm hush-hush as I creep and crawl?
It doesn't matter, God can see it all.
But I cover my tracks, I don't leave a clue.
God is everywhere, he'll still see you. Then the crooked man saw with quite a start that God could see his heart.
Mistake.
He changed his ways and changed his fate. And now he's on the path that's straight. And God can see on his heart.
Blinded by the Sight was written by Gary Armstrong and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The Crooked Man was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.